You know, you often hear people in NEPA say something along this line. Man, we're always the last to get everything. Mm. We're so far behind the times. Mm-hmm. And in some cases we are, but I had an epiphany the other day. Let's all transport our minds back about, 10, 15 years ago. There were two, maybe three hibachi restaurants. I remember Kyoto and Clark Summit. I believe it is still there. It was called Osaka in downtown Scranton originally. Now I believe it's Robata. And we had Katana in Wilkes-Barre. And before you knew it, they were blowing up all over NEPA. Strip malls have them. Now they're everywhere. And when I go back to New England, there's almost no hibachi restaurants.
Oh.
Then think about this. A few years ago, a friend of mine said, I'm going to buy a food truck. I said, a food truck? Who eats out of a food truck? Well, as you know, they're everywhere in NEPA. They're like settlements down by Wilkes-Barre Boulevard, by Cole Street. Yeah. Go by there on a Friday or Saturday night. Yeah. There's 8, 9, 10 trucks. They're all lit up. There's music blasting.
And notice is everywhere, too.
Yes.
There's tons of them.
We were way ahead of the curve there. Mm-hmm. And now it's the explosion of hot chicken.
Yeah, everywhere.
I didn't even know what that meant. In my mind, I'm thinking, isn't chicken always served hot? But I guess it's very spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We went from none to like 100. And they're all fighting on Facebook over which has the best hot chicken. I enjoy the battles.
All the food review people that I follow the area. Oh, I'm at this hot chicken spot. And then 2 days later, this one just opened. And I'm like, did you not just, is this the same video? Oh, it's not?
I can't keep track of them anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Nobody eats more chicken than I do. But I don't want hot, spicy chicken. Sorry, I just don't.
Yeah.
So see, we're not always last in line. When it comes to food, we're right there, baby.